we started kind of talking about some of your upcoming stuff while we were at lunch, and since the first card I have says lunchers, what can you tell us about
lunches,
that?
Lunches is, so there's a guy I'm good friends with named Adam Rose, and he wrote that with this other guy named Ryan Eggold, who I don't know, and the two of them wrote that script, and it's just basically just them, like, eating at diners, and they basically realized, like, for years they've known each other and been good friends, and all around Los Angeles, they all of a sudden realized that, like, oh my god, we do nothing with our lives but eat at diners. And so they just, like, wrote their dialogue and what they're usually talking about. And it's pretty funny. And then they came to me. My good friend Andrew is going to produce it for them and help them make it. And then Adam Rose came to me and my good friend Dan Bird, who you guys met when we went to the Nerd Set. So they asked the two of us to play this really small, it's a really tiny, tiny part, and it's basically their doppelgangers, but, like, they're total losers at the diners, like, they're always trying to hit on the waitresses, it doesn't work, they always order the wrong thing, and blah, 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 and so they all of a sudden were, like, their doppelgangers that they see at the diner sometimes, but are, like, totally the cool versions of them. So we get all the waitresses, and we, like, always know exactly what to order and how, you know, medium well for a burger. And, you know, and, like, you know, they complain about how there's never Tabasco sauce, like, you know, at the table, and they always got to get up and get it. So, but, like, we always sit at the table with the Tabasco sauce. It's like that kind of thing. So, but it's really tiny, and I don't know what, you know, they're going to try to get it off the ground, I think, in the next couple months, so I don't know.
So it's a feature?
It's a full feature, yeah. And I mean, my agent doesn't even know about it. Because it's a friend of mine who was just like, do you mind if I put this up on IMDb? I was like, yeah, man, sure. Oh. So, cool. Yeah, so it's not like it's not a thing that I was like auditioning for and offered. And, you know, it's just my good friend that wants to make it. So
that reminds me of whatever happened to The Day the Dead Weren't Dead?
They did that little trailer and they put it in a bunch of festivals and it did really well. And those two guys are going to make a movie now called The FP, which is another short film that they had made. Mm-hmm. You know, that they're in the process of making right now with some other friends of mine. And I don't know. I mean, the purpose of that originally was not, it wasn't to be a full movie or anything. It was, they were up, the guys who directed it, they were up for a directing job at, like, a studio. And the studio said they wanted to see more of their work. So that trailer, they had done, like, 5 years before, and they never finished it. So then they called me up, and they're like, yo, will you just do this little part in it? We just want to finish this trailer. So I just went up for an afternoon, and, you know, and, did that. So, but it wasn't for the purpose of anything other than to, like, help them get this other job. So.
That's what I thought. I was trying to tell people that, and they kind of kept saying, no, it's going to be turned into a feature.
I think that they eventually, Jason Trosh, who's the guy who wrote it, he told me afterwards, he's like, I had so much fun doing that that I definitely want to write. I think he did write the full script and wanted to do it, but
so it's just looking for a calling card, basically.
Yeah. It's basically like, you know, a whole demo reel of five or six things they've directed, and they showed it to them, and they're like, well, we want to see more, because it was going to be like this huge multi-million-dollar movie, and they'd never done a full feature, so they're like, we want to see some more of your work, and then they showed them, you know, a few more things, and that was one of them.
So. It was so much fun. You were so badass in that. Did you have fun doing that?
Oh, yeah. Are
you kidding me? It was great. One-handed
shotgun. It was really fun.
I made her make me an avatar of you doing it.
Oh, really? Like, yeah, give me a shotgun. I'll be happy.
So let's go back to the other couple of things that we were talking about at lunch that you were doing, the thing that you're, the New York.
So that thing is going to be this little movie called Other People's Children is the name of it. And it's just a little thing that Aaron Himmelstein is going to shoot and edit. And it'll be me and a couple of my friends. And we haven't locked in everybody, but it's just about like four people living in New York and these sort of two different relationships, and they're really new, and it's just this sort of relationship between all these four people, and you know, the kind of the point of the story seems to be, you know, the name of the title is Other People's Children, so it's really just about, you know, you forget that, like, you know, all these people around you have real lives and that they're living and going through things just like you are. And, you know, and there's sort of a seclusion, especially in New York City. It's such a city where, like, you're around people 24/7, but at the same time, you've got your bubble and you talk to each other. And it's just very, you know, it's a lot of solitude for a city that's so crowded. And this story is really just about, you know, four random sort of mid-20s people who are going through some pretty heavy stuff in their lives and trying to deal with it. And, you know, it's very casual. It's not really, you know, a movie that has a whole lot going on in it, but I think has a lot to say under the surface. And I've been helping rewrite it with Aaron, and, you know, it's this girl named Adrienne who wrote it, and it was originally a play, but she had written
great.
It. Yeah.
So does the girl see have a love interest in this one?
I do have a love interest in this one. Yeah, I won't tell you who yet, but it'll be cool. So.
Good. It's about time.
Yeah.
We'll see some romantic leads.
See some romance.
Yeah. Well, we kind of already talked about the fact that you're working on a little TV show that you guys did with Aaron.
Yeah.
So can you tell us just a little bit about that?
Yeah, so that thing, we're calling it right now. I mean, it's really pointless in giving it a title just because if it were to actually get made, like, we would have no say in getting the title done. The studio does all that. But it's we're calling it Done at 21. And it's basically me, Aaron Himmelstein, Andrew McFarlane, and AJ Troth. And the four of us are these... I was once a famous child actor. And we were all like, you know, anywhere from 12 to 15. AJ was a very famous musician and an actor. And Aaron was a famous writer-director who had, like, the biggest movie at Sundance at, like, 14 years old. And then Andrew McFarlane plays a guy whose dad is, like, this super rich, you know, like, famous actor that's won, like, all these Academy Awards. And his joke in the movie is, you know, is we're like, we, you know... oh yeah. So then the idea in the pilot is that Aaron left for 6 months. All of us are totally unsuccessful. I'm doing breakfast cereal commercials, getting drunk before an audition because I'm playing an alcoholic character to read for Oliver Stone, and I don't get the part. Actually, Zac Efron gets the part.
That's
the joke. So I see him walk out of the audition room, and it's not actually him. It's just another friend of ours that you don't ever see his face, and I don't get the part. So by the end of the pilot, everybody fails in some way or another. And Andrew McFarlane, he calls his dad to try to fund this movie that Aaron Himmelstein wrote for me to star in. And he spent 6 months writing this. And if it doesn't go, he's going to, like, go home and he's going to give it all up. And I'm sort of at a point where I'm going to give up my career. And AJ's at a point where his music career is just going nowhere. And, you know, and his girlfriend breaks up with him. And, you know, it's just like, you're a loser. Like, I'm sick of it and I can't take it anymore. And then Andrew... he hasn't talked to his dad in forever because his dad's always busy doing something, so he calls up his dad to see if he might want to finance this movie that Aaron wrote for me to star in, and AJ to compose the music for and produce, and the joke is you know, we were like, dude, you should call your dad, and he's like, no, I haven't even talked to him forever. He's like, I don't know. He's like, what did he say? He goes, I wouldn't even know where to find him. And then AJ goes, well, I read in Variety that he is in Jamaica with Halle Berry. And so when he calls his dad later on in the show, all of a sudden he picks up and says, hello, dad? He's like, hey, dad, who is this? Hello? Who is this? And he goes, oh, hi, Halle. And then he's like talking to her for a second. He goes, I loved you in Swordfish. So everybody, point is, everybody, you know, goes through their personal kind of disappointment and failure. I don't get the part in the Oliver Stone movie. Zac Efron does. Aaron Himmelstein, his agent, I told you guys, convinces him to offer my part to Penn Badgley, who's actually in it, and Penn says no, so he sort of fails, and also our friendship, you know, we get in a little fight over it, and then AJ's girlfriend breaks up with him, and he's, you know, it's like just struggling, and then the four of us decide that we want to make a movie. We're like, you know what, I've got to make this movie. And we're like, yeah, like, no matter what. And so, you know, the idea of that was that it's kind of why we made the show, is we're all, you know, all these movies are falling apart that we're all trying to do, and, you know, and it's hard to get a job now because the economy's so bad, and the business is sort of failing and folding in on itself. So we were like, you know, dude, let's just make a TV show. You know what? Screw it. Let's just make it. So that was kind of the point of the doing the show, and then it's also, you know, the actual show is that's what it's about with these four characters.
So. Great. So if you sell it, you're ready to go back to TV, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what I figured. I was like, well, if I'm going to do a TV show, I'd have to be creating, writing, producing, and starring in it. And that would be just awesome. And,
you love know, that idea.
Yeah, it'd be really cool. And yeah, it'd be really exciting. And it's also like three of my closest friends in the entire world. So all four of us just to be able to like hang out and like, you know, have a full-time job and really work and be able to, you know, we're going to put, we came up with all these different characters for all of our friends. So like Sean's going to play, you know, I mean, I'm sure these will all be fine-tuned and figured out if and when this show actually goes, but he's going to play, like, my actual brother, who I never tell my friends about. They're like, wait, you've had a brother? We've known you for 10 years? And eventually I admit, I'm like, it's because he's a better actor than me, and he books everything. And then what happens is we start getting similar in age, so we have to start auditioning against each other.
Oh, no.
But, like, my character's this really overwhelming, like, you know, he's really pushy and really loud and crazy. And so... I get, like, super competitive with Sean. Like, I can't, like, you know, I can't see him in auditions, and I try to, like, you know, make him late on purpose and all these things. And then another character is my good friend Paul Dano came up with a character that he wants to play where he's this actor that comes in that I've known since I was a kid, and he comes in from New York to visit me, and he's got an audition to go on, so he shows up, and, you know, my character so far is like this method actor, you know, who, like, goes in character. That's why he gets drunk for the audition. So the idea is that we both have the same audition, and he's staying with me, but it's to play, like, an Irish handicapped guy who, like, you know, has, like, a speech impediment.
Oh, no.
And, like, you know, and, like, has to be in a wheelchair, and, like, you know, so, but both of us are playing this character simultaneously. So he's, like, hanging out at my apartment, and, you know, we're going, thank you, Danny. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Can I have a cup of coffee, please? A cup of coffee, please? And we're both doing it at the same time. And then we both have to go to the audition together because they're, like, a half hour apart from each other. And it's like, and neither one of us will drop the act because it's like a competition with each other. So we're, like, trying to outdo each other as we're going. So, but the point is, you know, I don't know if that'll actually, you know, if we'll do that or not, it would be great. But, but, you know, but the point is sort of, is just that, is that, you know, we could just really put our friends in. And it was great. Paul's like, I got an idea. The idea, and if we had a TV show right now, we could be writing that and doing that and filming it.
And taking meetings on that. These days, right?
We all are. We're going to go collectively. We're calling ourselves 818, which is this area code that we all grew up with. And there's this really ridiculous thing in Los Angeles, just as, you know, when you give your phone number to somebody, it's always some ridiculous thing. People are like, 310, 323, actually. And it's like, it gives somebody some sort of status for some reason. So 818, literally all of our cell phones have never changed, and it's 818 numbers. And, you know, I remember AJ at one point changed to 310. We were like, why would you do that, man? Why would you change it? He's like, I know it's stupid. And he literally changed it back the same day. He's like, I want my old number back. I want 818, okay? So we're calling ourselves 818, and we're going to sort of team up. And it's just a lot of our good friends, I think, are just going to be part of this production company, you know, where we can just make shows and movies and do this thing and sort of start off, you know. Because we're getting in a groove now, you know, with the lack of opportunity that there is in the business, we're getting in a groove of, of, like, working with each other and inspiring each other and motivating each other. So, yeah, so that's what we're
doing. Create your own stuff.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.